Have you ever seen the raptured expression of a young girl reading a copy of True Love Tales? Or the intense pleasure of a young man reading cowboy comics? Well, that's nothing compared to the pure bliss that the 1952 almanac brings to the face of Mr. McGee. Of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hoganburg, Kansas, population 4,237. Honeyville, Alabama, 6,845. Horse Creek, Wyoming, 2,999. Gee, this is great stuff, kiddo. You know what, this almanac?
Well, frankly, it does very little for me.
Huh?
What's so thrilling about the population of those little towns?
Well, now you take that last one. Horse Creek, Wyoming. 2,999.
Yes?
Just the fact that I live in Wistful Vista instead of Horse Creek is the only thing that keeps them from hitting the 3,000 mark. I tell you, it gives a man a feeling of power.
Well, now, if that's what you want, put away the almanac and get out the vacuum cleaner.
Huh?
When you turn that on, you can feel the power surging right up your arm.
Oh, I'm afraid you don't appreciate the almanac, Mommy. What a book. Filled with fascinating facts and fabulous figures that furnish fine food for a fellow's feeble faculties. Listen to this. It says, February the 26th is Pancake Day, which is supposed to celebrate... Hey, what day is this?
February the 26th?
My gosh, this is Pancake Day. It's been Pancake Day ever since we got up this morning.
Well, maybe we should have stayed in bed.
I must have had a hunch, kiddo. Something must have told me it was Pancake Day when I asked you to cook me that fourth stack of wheats for breakfast. Anyhow, we ought to do something to celebrate a day like this.
Well, would you like me to mix you another batch? While you ate them, I could wave a flag.
I don't mean just us. Everybody ought to celebrate Pancake Day. It ought to be a national holiday.
Oh, McGee, now I'm as fond of pancakes as anyone, but I can't quite see closing the schools in their honor.
Oh, you can't, eh? Well, that's on account of because you haven't studied this great country like I have background. Pancakes is part of our national inheritance, kiddo.
It is?
Yes, sir. Why, our forefathers come here on the Mayflower, didn't they? And you know why it was called the Mayflower?
Why?
Because it sailed in May and it was full of flour for making pancakes. Why, all our great ancestors made history with one hand and pancakes with the other, Molly.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Bet you they did.
When Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death," who was it piped up and said, "Make mine flannel cakes"?
I don't know who.
Nobody.
Oh.
So let's not start now. You just calm down, dear.
How can I calm down? Here we got a great occasion like this, and Wistful Vista ain't just doing a thing about it. I'm going to wake this town up. I'm going to call Mayor Latrivia and tell him to declare a holiday.
Oh, Mickey, don't start a lot.
Hand me the phone. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Mayor Latrivia's office. That you, Myrtle?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Myrtle? Tis, eh? What's say, Myrtle? Your kid sister. Had trouble with some dogs at 14th and Oak. All bitter, huh?
Heavenly days. Did the vicious animals hurt the poor child?
No, she bought some hot dogs from the stand at 14th and Oak. Something was wrong with the mustard, and the dogs were all bitter. What say, Mert? Okay. Trivia's line is busy. Come on, let's get out to City Hall and sell him on Pancake Day. We'll strike while the griddle is hot. I gotta get... Well, that's the pitch, Latrivia. You grasped my idea about Pancake Day?
I grasp it, McGee.
Good. Now tell me if I can count on your help, and don't shilly-shally, what's your answer?
No.
You could have shillied for a few more shallies than that.
I want nothing to do with another special day, McGee. Believe me, I've had my fill of them.
Oh? Are there many special days, Mr. Mayor?
Literally hundreds. This turtleneck sweater day, drink more persimmon juice day, and see your dentist twice a day day.
Well, heavenly day.
Hardly, Molly. Last week, for instance, the Wistful Vista Delicatessen Association persuaded me to take part in Liverwurst Day. The memory still haunts me.
What happened, Mr. Mayor?
Well, there was a ceremony at the City Hall. A small child representing the spirit of Liverwurst came forward clutching a 10-pound slug of the stuff in her tiny hand. A gift for the mayor. I made a brief speech of acceptance and sat down.
What was so bad about that?
While I was talking, the child had grown tired of holding the liverwurst and placed it in my chair.
Well, that was terrible.
Well, I ain't talking about liverwurst, Lucervia. I'm asking you to support Pancake Day. Are you still going to turn me down?
Flatter than a pancake.
Well, by George, Lucervia, we'll see about this. I'll get the public behind me and make you recognize Pancake Day. I'll tell them that a guy who's against pancakes is against the American way of life. I'll tell him you're submersive.
McGee, submersive means something that goes underwater.
You said it. When I get through talking, they'll throw you in Dugan's Lake.
Come on, now, let's get to work. We got a lot of work.
Okay, Molly, let's swing into action here. Grab a pencil, kiddo. Fast as I think up stuff for Pancake Day, you write it down.
But, dearie, you heard the mayor say he won't go along with it. You can't fight the city hall.
Oh, who needs the mayor? We'll find out if the people of this town are going to let that guy scoff at the sacred memory which the men that made this country great couldn't have without plenty of pancakes, because of Pancake Day, he ought to realize, I mean, I thought. What did I start out to say in the first place?
Who needs the mayor, you said?
Nobody. Get your pencil ready. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to organize a parade. That's what I'm going to organize. Everybody loves a parade, don't they?
Sure they do.
Not only that, but I'll lead the parade myself.
That'll do it.
Hey, I just remembered something. Where's Uncle Dennis's old baton? The one he always leads the St. Patrick's Day parade with.
You mean that 3-foot length of gas pipe that he put a pool ball on one end of it and a cork in the other and painted the whole thing green?
That's the one. Last time I practiced with it, it had a bad gurgle in it. But I think Uncle Dennis drained it at the last parade.
Ah, poor Uncle Dennis. He wasn't very well, you
yeah.
know. He had a lot of colds that year.
Oh, he sure did. He was always taking shots. Two or three before breakfast would set him up.
Now, let's not get into a discussion about Uncle Dennis.
Okay, I'll write that down. But let me see now. The next thing is decorations. The whole town ought to be decorated for Pancake Day, of course. Pancakes in all the store windows, pancakes hanging from the lampposts, pancakes draped over the streetcars. You got that down?
Got it. Say, who's going to make all these pancakes?
Well, it's the wife of the sponsor of Pancake Day, my dear. You may have the honor of... Hey, what you doing?
Scratching that one out.
Oh. Next idea, and this one's a pip. You know that skywriter we see over town all the time?
Yes, but what that...
Well, we'll get him to go up about 5,000 feet. We'll get him up about 5,000 feet and write, "Look out, here it comes." And then he'll dump out a barrel of pancake batter.
I'll scratch that one out, too.
Well, what you got wrote down so far?
A parade.
Yeah. And boy, what a parade.
Yes. You have two people in it so far. Us.
Ah, but wait, Molly. Wait till you see me strutting down Oak Street, twirling that baton, and leading the Elks Band in some fast number dedicated to Pancake Day.
Such as?
Oh, such as I'll be with you in buckwheat blossom time, or maybe pancakes is to come in, there's eating tonight.
Ah, lovely tunes, both favorites of mine.
Good. I'll write them down. I'll get the Elks Band, the Boy Scouts, a bunch of women carrying skillets. Call Debbie Lynn. Get her to be Miss Pancake of 1952.
Oh, good.
Dress her in a bathing suit made out of pancake batter.
call the Gazette and get a photographer to come.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. I was just getting ready to make a phone call. Today is Pancake Day, and I'm...
Pal, I heard all about it from Mayor LaTrivia, and I want you to know that I'm on your side. It's a terrific idea.
Well, thanks.
I was so enthusiastic that I sat right down and wrote a poem in honor of the occasion. Care to hear it?
No, thanks, Junior. I was just going to phone the Gazette and tell them about the parade. They'll want to know all
the
about...
The Gazette, eh? Well, You can tell them about my poem and let them publish it. I'll read it to you.
Well, I got a lot to do, Junior.
We'd love to hear your poem, Mr. Wilcox.
Thank you, Molly.
You done a bad thing, kiddo.
I call my Pancake Day poem Pancake Day.
Clever title.
Today is Pancake Day, and everyone should rejoice. For the pancake has always been a favorite with American men and women, and also girls and boys.
That's a poem?
Well, the rhythm is a little unusual, pal. It's free verse.
Well, I should hope it's free if you tried to charge anybody for that stuff.
Go on, Mr. Wilcox.
All right. Pancakes made with pet evaporated milk are just like the ones that used to be made by Mother. They always turn out tender and golden brown and just as light as a feather.
You sure you wrote this, Junior? You sure you didn't steal this from Shakespeare?
Shakespeare is dead, pal.
Oh, well, some guys get all the breaks.
Well, let's hear the rest of it, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, Molly.
Making her pancakes without pet milk is something the smart cook avoids. She mixes her batter with 2/3 of a cup of water and of pet milk, also 2 thoids.
Could you open the window, Molly? I feel a little faint.
Is there more, Mr. Shakespeare, or Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes. So let us celebrate Pancake Day. And if your friends don't know about it, let us send them messages. And don't forget that pet milk pancakes are good with jelly or marmalade or little pork sausages.
Okay. We've had it. That's enough, Junior. I got to phone the Gazette right now, and I'm afraid we can't use your poem.
You don't like it?
I can answer that best with a hunk of my own verse. Poets ought to be respected, even if the stuff they write sounds like it was wrote when they were drunken. But if Harlow Wilcox is a poet, then I am Abraham Lincoln. Well, hand me the phone, Molly. I got to get things rolling. I got to get this thing rolling. Where you been, Molly? I was hollering for you.
I've been at the grocery store.
Well,
why?
The telephone's been jumping the last hour, Cookie.
Really?
I got the Elks Band lined up, the Lions Club, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Sea Scouts. The Wistful Vista Gazette is going to play it up on page one this afternoon.
Wonderful. My goodness, you have been busy.
Bet you no grass grows under my feet, baby.
Of course not. Who ever heard of grass growing on a coffee table? Them off of it.
Okay. And after the newspaper got behind me, LaTrivia called up and said he decided to go along with Pancake Day after all.
He did. Yeah. Fine, fine.
Said he felt that the voters of this fair city were entitled to observe such a great holiday with a parade. I was quite cool to him.
So we're really going to have a parade after all.
Yep.
What are you going to do with the baton there now? Practice twirling it? Because...
Nah, I just brought that down out of the attic so as I'd have it. I don't need any practice with this thing, Cookie. You're looking at the greatest drum major that ever did a double back kick over, whatever that is, and threw a baton 40 foot high in the air. While...
Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids.
Well, hi, Oldtimer. You coming to the parade tonight?
Oh, Johnny, I wouldn't miss it. What kind of parade?
This is Pancake Day.
Yep, I thought it up.
Oh, that's wonderful, Johnny. I love them myself.
Parade?
No, pancakes. Me and Papa used to just eat them up.
Pancakes?
No, parades, Johnny. Papa used to pour maple syrup over them and have himself a time.
Pancakes, you mean?
No, parades. Poured a gallon of sorghum on a Legion parade in Chicago one time. out of a 10-story window and the gendarmes raised...
Well, now, this parade tonight, this will be a little quieter, Mr. Oldtimer. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Well, daughter, I'll be there. I'll run home right now and put on my uniform.
What kind of uniform do you have?
A parade uniform, Johnny.
Oh?
Had it made just for a parade. Pair of green St. Patrick's Day breeches, a red, white, and blue shirt, an American Legion cap with a band around it that says, Remember the Alamo.
Well, that sounds very...
I wear a buckskin jacket in honor of Pioneer Day with a Rotary Club button on the sleeve, and in my teeth, I carry a small Confederate flag.
My goodness, that must be...
I tip a sandwich board over my head that says across the shoulders, Hooray for...
Hooray for...
Yep. Down the front it says, Taft, Eisenhower, Warren, MacArthur, and Senator Kefauver. And on the back it says, President Truman and Miss Margaret.
That sounds very fetching.
Well, it may not look so pretty, daughter, but it gets me invited to lots of parades. I'll see you there, kid. So long.
My goodness, there's quite a crowd here just to watch the parade start, dearie.
Yeah, look at them lined up all the way down 14th Street. I told you I'd wake this town up. Boy, when I wheel down the avenue twirling this baton and... Hey, how's my helmet look? My air raid warden's helmet. How's it look on me?
Just lovely.
Good.
Only you could have thought of wearing that, sweetheart.
Yeah.
What does that say across the top of it?
It says Pancake Day. The paint's still wet, so don't touch it.
I wouldn't with a 10-foot pole. Oh, look, there's the Elks band, McGee, and there's the mayor's car up
yeah,
there.
I should have got here earlier to get things lined up. All right, everybody. I'm in charge here now. We'll get the parade started in just a few minutes.
Go on, all loudmouth.
Yeah, where he's from.
McGee, I'll handle the parade. Hello, Molly. As mayor of this city, McGee,
oh,
I have the right...
Oh, go sit in your car, LaTrivia. I'll run this operation. I thought this whole thing up.
I know you did. However, is that a double boiler you're wearing on your head? Why?
This is my air raid warden's helmet, wise guy.
It does fit more like a double boiler, dearie, at that.
Well, I don't need any cracks from LaTrivia. He's lucky I'm even letting him ride in this parade the way he acted.
Oh, now let us not get carried away, son. I am the mayor.
Well, get lost, Mayor. I can handle this thing without...
Mr. Mayor, can you get a couple of pictures of you here for the morning papers? Come down here to the floor. I'd like to get you and Miss Pancake.
Certainly, my boy. Anything to oblige the press.
I'll pose with him, bud. My friend, the mayor. I'm the guy that thought up this idea.
Get lost, McGee. Well, hello there, Deborah. You look very nice, I must say.
Oh, come on. Get the show on the road.
Let's start the parade.
Now, take it easy, folks. We'll start as soon as we get lined up here.
Where's the committee's auxiliary, Mike? We've been standing here half an hour.
I'll tell you where to line up when I decide, lady. Now, just take it easy.
Well, of all the nerves.
All right, now, all you guys in the Elks band up front here. That's it, up in front. Come right down front.
This is going to be fun, McGee.
Yeah, now, hold this baton a minute, will you? This thing is heavy.
All right. Wow, it is heavy. Can you twirl this thing?
Oh, wait till I start, kiddo. I'll spin that baby like a pinwheel. I got one trick where I throw it about 20 feet high. Hey, you! You with the mayor's car there, back it up. I'm going to put the city officials at the end of this parade.
Well, well, well. Get a load of little mule mouths here.
Practicing to be a top sergeant, Sonny?
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, fat back. You going to march in the parade, or is somebody going to push you in two wheelbarrows?
I'm just a spectator, my boy.
No, I think.
I figure anything you're connected with is always good for a laugh, except your jokes. Incidentally, that's a clever idea there, wearing a double boiler on your head in honor of Pancake Day. It's very cute.
That's my air raid warden's helmet. I'm getting tired of cracks. Oh, hi, wimp.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. McGee and Dr. Gamble.
Well,
hello,
that came down, man.
Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
I love parades, and I always... Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
You'll probably think this is a silly question because I'm sure there must be a very good reason for it, but why are you wearing the double boiler on your head?
That's right, I
ain't wearing a double boiler. This is my air raid warden's helmet.
Well, excuse me.
Well?
Grouchy pants.
You see, Wallace, he wears the air raid warden's helmet because this is pancake day. And he's afraid the waffle interest may fly over and bomb the parade.
All right, folks, let's change the lineup now. I want the band in front, see? Then the folk with Miss Pancake comes next. Hey, you there, the Rotary Club group. Move back in behind the ladies' auxiliary.
Oh,
McGee, why don't you leave them where they are? It looks all right to me.
I got to show them who's running this thing, Molly. My gosh, I can't let them just march any place they please, can I?
No, no, not there, you guys. You from the Chamber of Commerce. Move back behind the Lions Club. Oh, you better line up in front of the ladies' club. Don't put the Girl Scouts there. That's it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, McGee, start the parade. You'll have a riot here if you don't stop this thing soon.
I'll handle it, Miss Trivia.
He'll handle it, Mr. Mayor.
Quiet now, folks, quiet. As the man who thought up this idea, the inventor of Pancake Day in Wistful Vista, I shall now take my rightful place at the head of this parade.
Good for you, McGee.
Here goes history, Molly. Hand me my baton.
Here you are, sweetheart. Good luck.
Yeah, how's my helmet fit?
Like a double Just fine, dearie, just fine.
All right, Ben. You all set? Okay, now watch me closely. I'll spin this baton once, throw it up in the air and catch it, and off we go. Well, here she goes.
Look how high he threw it.
I can't see. Oh, it's coming down.
Well, he doesn't seem to see it.
McGee, watch it. McGee, are you hurt? Let Mother...
Hey, pull the helmet off me, somebody. It's down over my eye.
Oh, you poor lad.
It's stuck. I can't see. Hey, it's stuck.
Here, let me help you.
Get a can opener.
Get a crowbar.
Get the parade started. Come on, Eddie. Break up the band.
Hey, which way did they go? I can't see the parade.
No matter how gray the world looks when you get up in the morning,
oh, well, it's past our bedtime, dearie. How does your nose feel? Still tender?
It's okay, just skinned a little.
Well, I tell you, it was a lovely parade. I'm sorry you couldn't see it.
Different. See one parade, you've seen them all. Hand me the almanac there, will you? There was something in there about tomorrow being the anniversary of the first flagpole sitter, and I thought maybe I might.
No!
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all. Well, I tell you, it was a lovely parade. I'm sorry you couldn't see it.
Different. See one parade, you've seen them all. Hand me the almanac there, will you? There was something in there about tomorrow being the anniversary of the first flagpole sitter, and I thought maybe I might.
No!
Good night.
Good night, all.